Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the ambassador in chains. I'm going to read to you from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, where we read, "And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." At the end of Paul's great letter to the large Christian community in Ephesus, he asked for prayer. After telling them to take up the whole armor of God and to pray, that's in verses 10 through 18 of Ephesians chapter 6, then Paul specifically asked for prayer for himself. The request was personal, asking that they pray that God would give him utterance to preach and to be able to preach boldly. This means that we can battle in the Spirit for others, not only for ourselves. If the Ephesians could do it for Paul, then we can and we should do it for others. The idea behind utterance is clear speaking. Added to the word boldly, we see that Paul asked for prayer that he might proclaim the gospel both clearly and with a fearless power. You know, it's easy to neglect one or the other. Preachers need more clarity in their preaching today. It's easy to get lost in small details, side issues, and speculations. Clear preaching is a gift both to the church and the world. Preachers need prayer for this clear speaking or utterance. When this clarity is combined with boldness, then great things happen. When Paul asked his readers to pray for the grace to be a clear, bold preacher of God's truth, he probably had in mind his upcoming defense before Caesar. When Jesus first called and rescued Paul, God told him that he would preach to kings. That's in Acts chapter 9, verse 15. Another opportunity to do just that was coming soon, and Paul needed and wanted the prayer support of fellow believers. Paul might have asked for other things, such as relief from his imprisonment or for other comforts, but his heart and mind were fixed on his responsibility as God's ambassador. I want you to think about Paul's wonderful self-description. He called himself an ambassador in chains. Now, of course, the ancient word used here for chains usually meant a prisoner's shackles. At times, Paul wore the iron bands around his wrists and carried the chain that held him to the prison. But that ancient word that we translate chains could also be used for the gold adornment worn around the neck and the wrists of the wealthy and the powerful. On special occasions, ambassadors wore such chains to show the riches, the power, and the dignity of the government that they represented. So when Paul wrote that he was an ambassador in chains, in which sense did he mean it? As glorious adornment or as a prisoner's shackles? I want you to know, I think he meant it in both senses. Paul looked at his prisoner's chains and he considered them to be the glorious adornment of an ambassador of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, what the world uses with the intent of shaming and binding the believer may be transformed into something glorious. It was true for Paul. It can be true for you today. Acknowledge the chains, but don't focus on them. Your real identity is to be God's ambassador.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.